This past Thursday, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, went on to be with her Lord after a hard-fought battle with pancreatic cancer. She brought the soulful sound of her gospel music into the secular arena and is remembered as one of the most gifted and influential recording artists in this country, as well as a voice for civil rights and for women. In 1967, she took Otis Redding's hit song, Respect, which was a man's demand for respect from a woman when he got home from work, and she reworked it, flipping it into a song that demanded respect for women and for all people. That number one song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, became the soundtrack for the 60s and the anthem for the civil rights movement and the women's movement. Her music was unapologetic and bold, resonating in those places deep within, where we seek to live in truth and righteousness rather than hiding in the shadows of injustice. She was the winner of 18 Grammy Awards with an entire category of Best Female Rhythm and Blues seemingly being created just for her, as she was the one for the first 8 years who was the only one that received that award. She also won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Grammy's Lifetime Achievement Award, the National Medal of Arts, was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, and was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She sang at the rallies of Martin Luther King Jr. and at his funeral, as he was a close personal family friend. In contrast to her great professional success, her personal life was filled with turbulence and sorrow. She had a troubled childhood, moving several times in her young life because her father, an itinerant Baptist preacher, changed churches. Then her parents' difficult, turbulent marriage ended with her mother's death of a heart attack when Aretha was only 9 years old, and she and her siblings went to live with relatives. She became pregnant out of wedlock twice before the age of 15. Both her marriages ended in divorce. Her father was shot in his own home by a burglar and died 5 years later, having been in a coma the entire time. Her second son was severely beaten at a gas station, and her goddaughter, Whitney Houston, as you know, died a tragic death. But the faith that she developed early in her life, in those years of singing in her father's church, continued to grow and to sustain her in spite of and through it all. It was the rock on which she stood through all of the hardships of her life. In spite of the great sadness that she endured over a lifetime of painful experiences and severe disappointments, she continued to hold fast to that faith in God. She dug deep into those wells of the strength of the Holy Spirit within, and she poured it out in her music like no one ever had before. She gives God credit for her unique voice and incredible talent, and she sought to use that gift to the highest degree possible, to honor the gift and to give glory to the giver. Her faith sustained her right to the end, even at the last of her battle against cancer. trusting in God's perfect healing and wholeness, whether it be on this side of the grave or the next. Her family said that even as she was failing at the very end of her life, she was laughing and alert, praising and thanking God, holding fast to the one who gave her strength. Throughout her life, she had said that the songs that she was really able to knock out of the ballpark were the ones that she connected with, that spoke to her from her own experience. And those were the songs that had the most impact. They drew from that well of personal experience and emotions, even hardships that she had been through, the Lord taking that pain and that struggle and using it for her good and for the good of others. Songs like R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And later, her last Grammy Award was given for her performance of Never Gonna Break My Faith. What she had learned from her own suffering and struggles, she poured back into her music and used what had been painful and hard for good, using it to fuel and inspire her music. Truly, in seeking to walk with the Lord, even when she had stumbled, God brought all things together for good. Ephesians 5 calls us to continually seek to be filled with the Spirit of God. It's not something we just do once, like at baptism, and that we're good to go. It's something that we're continually to do, to continue to seek to be filled with the Spirit of God, just like we continue to feast on the feast that wisdom has laid out before us. We wouldn't think of going for days without food. We're to continually seek to feed on the Spirit of God, to sing and make music in our heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God for all things and in all circumstances. Jesus calls us to seek life from Him. We can always find something to give thanks for if we are in Christ, if we are giving thanks for His presence, for His redemption, for His Spirit within. We're to turn to Him as the one who is the source of life itself, who sustains us in a way that nothing else can. He uses terms that are unapologetic and bold, shocking even, so much so that they're offensive to many of His hearers, even causing some of them who had been counted among His disciples to turn away, to tell people to eat His flesh and drink His blood was every bit as offensive to Jewish ears of His time as the words sound to us today, or even more so. These words required His listeners to wrestle with their meaning until they were able to understand what He was saying and receive it. They had to want what Jesus was offering enough to take the time and go through the struggle to understand and receive of the feast that He had laid out before them, that He laid out before us. Jesus came to be the source of life for us, to be life-giving and life-sustaining. By drawing our meaning and our purpose from our relationship with the Lord, He is truly our bridge over troubled waters. He is the one who carries us through and redeems even the most terrible of circumstances and experiences, not by making them good, but by bringing good out of them, because God is good, and He can use all things together for good when we trust in Him and walk with Him. When the Lord is a source of our life, we can truly give thanks for and in all things, because he is with us always and is always worthy of our praise. When we seek to find that which we can give thanks for, when we seek to look for those things that are worthy of praise, we are lifted up, we are lifted out of that darkness, that heaviness, that weightiness of whatever it is that we might be struggling with at the time. In becoming flesh and blood, taking on himself those most fundamental elements of our physical, material being, Jesus was able to redeem that which was fallen, that we might partake of the divine nature of God. Truly, it is because of the redemption that we have in Jesus that we're able to be filled with the Spirit of God. It is when we're giving thanks, when we're praising God, when we're seeking to be filled with his presence, that we experience that redeeming, life-giving light and healing and wholeness. It's because of the divine nature filling us and lifting us out of that fallen state that we're able to overcome the darkness and live in the light of the presence of God, singing and praising God, making music in our hearts to the Lord. Paul makes this claim unapologetically because he has lived it out in his life, a life that was fraught with hardships and struggles and challenges. It's because he walked this difficult road that others who have suffered are able to take his claims seriously. To be a Christian is not to have a perfect life. It's not to have everything go right or to turn up roses. It doesn't mean we don't stumble and fall, or we don't struggle or have bad things happen. It doesn't mean we don't have pain and suffering. But it does mean that the Lord upholds us and sustains us through it all when we continually turn to him as the source of light and life, as the source of all that is good, as the source of that life-giving Holy Spirit, that source of our joy. It means that because of Jesus, we can know that God does love us, that God is good, that nothing can separate us from his love for us, and that he brings all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Whatever hardships you might be going through, whatever pain or suffering you might be experiencing, or whatever fall you may have taken, know that your Redeemer lives. Drink deeply of the Spirit of God, the source of life, healing, and wholeness. Allow him to overcome in you and for you that which is too much for you to bear alone, knowing there is nothing too hard or too much for the Lord. Honor and glorify the Spirit of God within you by letting go of the negative, the complaints, the bitterness, and despair, and giving thanks for all things and in all things, holding fast to that music that he places in our hearts, singing and praising God. For God is good and always worthy of our praise. Amen.